really excited to bring back an oldie but a goodie, as I like to say, Carlo Broussard. Oh, it's so good to have you. Oh, man. We're talking about your new book, Prepare the Way, Overcoming Obstacles to God, the Gospel, and the Church. Good morning, Carlo. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys. And I must say that that language of an oldie but a goodie, I used to say that quite often playing music in the honky-tonks.
I love it. Wow. Wow. I love it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, can you say something to us in Cajun French this morning? Just make us feel at home here.
Yeah, Michelle, how y'all doing this morning? Bonjour to you.
Really taking that 337 area code, literally.
Yes.
So. Yes. And I keep it, too, in order to keep some identity.
Oh, yes. We can't. You got you can't forget where you came from, honey.
Yeah.
Amen to that, sister.
Wow. And we love hearing you on Catholic Answers Live.
Yes.
I'm sorry. And I love it when you interject a little Cajun French music, bump music in there, too.
That's right. Yeah, we got to give them a little Cajun Southern.
You got to keep it. Got to keep it groovy. It's got
to
keep
Amen
it groovy.
To that.
That's right. Because
Amen
we have fun as Catholics. We have fun.
That's right. I'm not only a Catholic apologist. I'm the Cajun apologist.
That's exactly right. Love it.
That's terrific. Well, we're playing catch up here with you, Carlo, but. Man, you really have been busy, and you got a new book that's actually out now, right?
That's right. Prepare the Way, Overcoming Obstacles to God, the Gospel, and the Church. And the idea, guys, is it's based off of the theme or the motif of John the Baptist, the voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare a way for the Lord, lowering the mountains and hills, filling the valleys. And the idea is that a lot of people, especially unbelievers, have many obstacles to God, to truth, to Jesus, to Christianity, to the church. We're all familiar as Catholics with obstacles that Protestants face, Mary, Pope, saints, etc.
Yes.
But obstacles abound for unbelievers as well. And so they might think, well, how can I believe in truth when so many people believe so many different things, right? Or how can I believe in God when there's so much evil in the world? How can I believe in Jesus when I can't even trust the historical reliability of these ancient documents called the Gospel? So the point of the book is to coach the Catholic primarily, but it also can be utilized by Christians of other denominations as well, because the majority of the topics are cross the boundaries of denominations.
Oh, okay.
So
nice.
The point of the book is to coach you in strategies on how to remove these obstacles that unbelievers face, whether it's the presence of something like a mountain or a hill, such as evil in the world, or the lack of something like akin to a valley where our Lord is standing on the other side and we need to fill it in. So it might be, well, I don't see any good Christian witnesses out there giving testimony to an authentic Christian lifestyle. Or I haven't encountered any good arguments for God's existence. So you as the evangelizer fill in that valley and remove that obstacle in order to prepare a straight path for our blessed Lord as he approaches the unbeliever with truth and life. And we get to, like John the Baptist, we get to participate in God's providential plan of preparing that way, because God can do it by himself. God didn't need John the Baptist. Jesus didn't need John the Baptist. But yet he chose to use John the Baptist, bestow upon him that great dignity to prepare a way for him. And similarly, he bestows a great dignity upon us to cooperate with him in preparing a way for him as he comes to encounter unbelievers. And this book is to help Catholics live out that role in preparing the way for unbelievers. Because unbelievers are the majority of those folks that we're bumping shoulders with and rubbing elbows with now in contemporary culture.
You know, Carlo, I'm just wondering, so I'm envisioning the mountains and the hills and also the valley and the Lord on the other side, which some people may not even see the Lord on the other side. There's so much confusion.
Yeah.
But let's just say that a person does see him. Well, anybody that's traveled knows that going up a mountain or up a hill or down a valley is a long distance, and they don't know how to get, they're so disconnected, but they see the prize, right? Not to be irreverent, but they don't know how to get there. So take us through your book and one example of a barrier, if you will, or a long journey that someone is really wanting to make, but they don't know where to start. Do you know what I mean?
That's right. Yeah, well, like, I'll give a simple example that is a major obstacle for many unbelievers looking at the church from the outside, or just looking at Christianity in general. And they might think to themselves, well, how could I be a Christian when Christians are nothing but a bunch of hypocrites, right?
Right.
They claim to follow Jesus, but oh, I see all these sinners, and I don't see any difference between an atheist philanthropist, you know, some good atheist, and a Christian. And so how would we respond to that? Well, first of all, we would, one strategy to employ would be to say, look, you're confusing, you're misunderstanding what a hypocrite is. A hypocrite is simply not someone who is a sinner. A hypocrite is one who is a fake, who pretends to be a Christian on the outside, but in reality is not. That's different than somebody who's trying to walk according to the teachings of Jesus Christ and happens to fall short every now and then, or quite often, perhaps. So there's a difference between just a person who's trying to strive and is a sinner and a hypocrite. Second, the second strategy to employ would be to say, look, we can't judge the teachings of Jesus based on those who never take the medicine of Jesus, right? You can't base the teachings of Jesus on those who fall short of the teachings of Jesus. You have to first ask the question, is Christianity true? And then the third strategy, looking at those who have taken the medicine of Jesus in order to see the truth of Christianity. You don't judge the quality of a doctor based upon the patient who never took his medicine.
Great analogy.
You have to judge the quality of the doctor on those who actually take the medicine. So rather than looking at those who don't take the medicine of the spiritual master Jesus, you look at those who did take the medicine, namely the saints. And so in my book, in that particular chapter, I walk you through these three strategies with guided questions. So in the midst of each strategy, there are certain questions that you can ask your friend to guide the dialogue along, to bring out points, expose underlying assumptions, et cetera. So that's just one simple example.
Wow, this sounds so full.
We are out of time,
Carlo. Yes, Carlo, how wonderful. Thank you so much.
Where can we get the book?
Catholic.com.
Thank you, Carlo Broussard, for being with us.
God bless you, Carlo. Shabbat, baby.
What a great evangelization tool.